Moving, what God is, and he's moving, trust me, in so many people's lives and he's moving, but you have to understand tactics. So now that I know we move like we have and we obeyed the Lord, and I'm going to address that Sunday in terms of where we at, but I understand now in order for me to keep what God promised me, because I believe that I received it by faith, I got to learn how to talk now. Oh, come on, somebody. It's released. Dad, can I give me that pen? I asked for the pen and I... Dad, give me that pen. Huh?
I ain't got no more. You know
I ain't got. He hard to work with, man. See, he just no nonsense. Dad, give me the pen. You understand what I'm saying? See, when God done something and he already gave it to you now, and because it's by faith, you got it. Didn't you receive what you asked for? So now I got to know how to respond, because, come on, somebody, I'm teaching you while I'm talking to you. I got to learn how to respond. So my response to what he gave me when he gave me the pen, what should I say? Thank you for the pen. So now when I talk to God about the pen, I tell him, thank you. When I talk to him about my home, I tell him, thank you. When I talk to him about my new job, I tell him, thank you. When I talk, come on, somebody, about my healing, I need to tell him, thank you. See, because he already gave it to me. See, if you want to move in the supernatural, you got to act supernatural. I can't keep asking for the pen because it's saying that you never got what you asked for. Give the Lord a hand of praise. So now we have entered into. Now don't make me separate the room, even though we got two sides. Because I said we have entered into, but I'm only suspecting, I'm only supposing that all of us got in. Oh, come on. Can I preach this right? See, because if you didn't get in, then you trying to understand what I'm trying to say. But those that got in, now you understand how to stay in. And if you didn't get in, talk to me later. Amen. I'll show you how to get in. But watch this. Now let's go ahead and begin. Amen. And I thank God for all those that will be listening to this tape. And how I'm learning how to, I'm finna deal with something. Do y'all mind if I grow up with you? Come on. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So I thank God for all those that will be listening to this tape, whether you in your car, you in your house, amen, wherever you may be, that this tape will be a blessing to you, to the glory of God. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Stand to your feet and let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. Yes. I'm going to grow as I go. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. You think I know it all. I don't know it all, but I'm going to grow. That's why I said what the Holy Ghost said. Don't come and go with me, but come and grow with me. Yeah. The Holy Ghost is the teacher. I'm just explaining what he taught. Hebrews chapter 3. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
You know, some of these men around here, I know it shouldn't take them long to get there, amen? Especially some of the men that come on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. It don't take them long to find Hebrews. Come on, somebody. Y'all get with me later. It'll make a little sense. In Hebrews chapter 1, and let's read together verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, and partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, may you bless the hearers, but most assuredly, God, bless the doers in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Now, as I was saying, in order for us to, so everything that you get from God is not a right now move. Amen. Meaning it happened when you asked for it, but you don't possess it yet. Amen. So this is where you get the term manifestation. Amen. I know what my application was, but I'm waiting on my manifestation. I'm waiting on what I acted upon to come to past. So in order while I'm waiting, I got to keep hope alive, but I got to keep faith alive. So how do I keep faith alive in my heart? Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of my heart, my, oh, come on, y'all. So what we're going to deal with is the person of our confession. See, I got to get my confession right because I want to keep my heart right about what God said I got. But if I don't learn how to speak right, because life and death is in the power of the, I can destroy my own blessing. Because I'm speaking contrary, because it has not happened, I'm saying something that's contradicting what I'm expecting to happen. Are you? All right, stay with me. You say, Pastor, you're going too fast. Well, let's slow it down. I'm going to break it down so we can get down. Amen. It says, wherefore, verse 1. Wherefore, that word wherefore is indicative like that word therefore. And anytime you hear therefore, therefore is talking about what we was talking about before I began talking. So now if I'm in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, and I said wherefore, or I said therefore, then I need to go back to Hebrews chapter 2. And bring you in on what we was talking about before I said and. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 2 and look at verse 18. And it says, For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. So now watch this. What he's saying is, even though Jesus himself has been tempted and suffered, and because he came through with the victory, now he can guarantee you who is suffering the victory that he already experienced. See, let's make it real plain. A person who's got a degree from college, you can tell a young person or an older person that when you go to school and complete your course, they will give you a degree. How can you say that? Because I've already got one. So he's saying, because him who have already suffered, he can secure those who are suffering and being tempted, because he already got the victory. He already came through. So I can believe your report if you got the victory. So now, as we're saying that, now he comes back into chapter 3 and begins verse 1. Wherefore, since you already know what I've been through, who I am, and I've already got it, now let me continue what I was talking about. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest. Consider the one that just told you what he already done. So I'm not talking to you from a perspective that it has not happened. See, faith never tells you to do anything that God has not already went before you and prepared. Faith just wants you to get in on what he's already. So when you ever find yourself got a word from God or in the faith of God, you got a 100% assurance that if you stay with it, it will come to pass, because he's already went ahead of you and done it. He just trying to get you in on what he already. Are y'all hearing me? See, I want to make, see, we sometimes people make the gospel so spooky that you leave out perplexed and confused about the promises that was given to me. But it's really simplified. Amen. You just got to know how to rightly divide it. So now he says, wherefore, holy brethren, that's us. I like this, holy brethren. He already identified that you already, watch this, and he already excluded. Can I teach just a little bit? He said, wherefore, holy brethren. So that means if you in here and you ain't holy or a brethren, I'm really not. So when I said, let me say that I'm preparing those who've already applied and acted on, I was suggesting or implying to those who was obedient. And if you did not, and you still waiting on something, but you did not act on anything, then get with me later so I can teach you how to act and get in so you're waiting in vain. Sitting on the dock of the bay. Waiting on the, come on somebody. If you ain't sent a ship out, ain't no boat coming in your name. I just want to make that real plain. So you can get the family, let's go back to the house. I know they said this is the place where boats come in, but the real emphasis is, did you send a boat out? Wherefore, holy brethren, comma, I'm talking to a particular group of people now, partakers, don't mess with me up in here, of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. This means that this is what we do for a, this is who I am. But now that same word profession is switched to confession. So he said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession as well as our confession. What he's really saying is, consider the one who went before you and said what he already done, that when you say what you're saying out your mouth, he's already provided. I'm trying to make this one text just come so alive so that when you begin to speak, you're not hoping something happened. You're not wishing, oh God, I wish this was real. I wish this was true. You're not saying that this could possibly happen, because he told you in chapter 2, that he already went ahead of you and secured what he's telling you to expect from him. So you got it. Now I'm just waiting on what he said I got to manifest. I got it in the spirit, like woman with child. Nobody knows she's pregnant, but she went to the doctors and the doctors told her that baby in there. And on such and such a date, if all things go well, you're going to have a child. So God said, you got what I said you got. But I got to teach you how to keep confessing and keep hope and faith alive by watching what you say. Because you could have an abortion. And that, God forbid, I'm not disrespecting nobody, no women, amen, in terms of anything of that nature. But I'm teaching you spiritual principles. You could misconceive. You could preemie. Come on, somebody. See, because if you don't understand how to work this, you can become an enemy to your own pregnancy. Because remember, I told you, some of us are going to have some spiritual babies. Oh, y'all, I'm not. You think I just be preaching to be talking. No, I'm telling you, it's line upon line. But you got to know how to now nurture this baby. Now, let's go ahead and deal with why we here, amen? Because if we understand how and we learn how to talk, we can keep hope alive until my change come, till my manifestation come, till my promise come. I got a promise from God. Ain't no devil and demon in hell. Come on, somebody. I've been carrying this baby too long. I've been carrying this promise too long. You ain't going to tell me that I ain't pregnant. I heard from God. I got a word from God, and I just got to hold on. Come on, somebody. I got to keep my faith alive, but I got to know how I'm doing it, or I mess around and I can abort. It ain't the devil. God ain't going to do it. I don't know when this going. This ain't, we ain't got enough. God already told you got it. Oh, help me, somebody. Watch this, watch this. Let me give you this little key. Let me give you this key. God's on your next move of faith. See, because God, from faith to faith. So once he's released the faith of God, he tells you to wait here until your change comes. But he goes on to prepare for your next move. He and your next Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, somebody. Because he got to go and get it ready. He's got to go and secure it. So he's got to leave you where. Oh, come on, somebody. And even when you get out of faith, God don't come and tell you to start all over in faith. God tells you to come and get back the faith. He calls it the faith now that you was in when I left you. Huh. Yeah. God ain't, you wonder why he's not telling you to start all over. I left you in the place of victory. I'm not going to go and start all over trying to get a victory that I already secured for you. So even if you got off, when I come back to get you, go to school and you missed it and you don't go to school no more. And the high, they say, what was the highest grade you completed? Where was you at when you got off? I was in the 11th. Then you got to start from the 11th. You don't go back to the 8th because it's school. You already completed that. The Holy Ghost said, go back to the place where you got, where the Second King said, go back to the place where the axe head fell. Yeah, don't go back to where I'm so bad, I'm so wretched, I got to start all over. You don't have to start all over with me. Because I'm not going to start all over with you. It's called redemption. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to reinstate you. I'm going to restore you. Come on, somebody. I'm in the ministry of the re. I'm going to represent you back. When the prodigal son came home, the father didn't tell him, go down. He came in like this. Dad, I just missed it. I'd rather be a servant. And man, I can't have these people around here, you in there washing dishes with them. Not to say that's a bad thing, but he's a king's kid. They already accepted their role. You need to accept yours. Your problem is with me. It ain't with them. Your problem, oh, come on, somebody. Your problem is with your posture. It don't have nothing to do with your position. You still a king's kid, son. Lift your head up. Get the ring. Get the coat. Put it back up on him. You'll never be less than who you are with the Father. I don't care what you did when you left him. He was still his child. I'm a child of the, all I need to do is just get right with the Father. And the Father puts you back into, oh, help me, somebody. Are you hearing something? Are you hearing something? Now watch this. He said, now Christ was sent. We understand what, you know, Easter was, and we dealt with all that, amen. We know the resurrection is in terms of to deal with my sin nature, not my sin conduct. Grace covers my sin conduct. Jesus dealt with my sin nature. Now let me let go to 1 John. Go to 1 John. Let me bring it back to you because you're looking at me a little puzzled. See, I was going to be all right if it wasn't for Sister Karen. Yeah. Sister Karen, you're looking at me like that. I got to go back in here and work a little bit. Amen. See, I was doing good until I looked at her. Yeah. Because, see, you can't take the text out of context. Told you Sunday. Here's the text now. You got to have a Bible. No workman, no craftsman going to come on a job without their tools. Come on, somebody. Especially up in here, because I'm going to preach out the Bible. But look at first, I mean, look at John chapter 1. I mean, John chapter 29. No, John chapter 29, not first John. John chapter 29. Y'all trying to get me confused. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, get the devil out of here. Clap your feet, stump your hand, come on. John chapter 20, first, I mean, quick. Chapter 1, John chapter 1, verse 29. Get y'all self together. Good God Almighty. I love that man. You won't never have to worry about it no more, man of God. I'll be on point. You'll be lined up. The pattern will be established. John chapter 1, verse 29. Are you there? Say amen. Now watch this. He says, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, everybody read it with me. Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the what?
Sin.
Sin, not sins. See, sometimes we just say stuff and we don't really qualify or validate. Don't say what he didn't say. Say what he did say. He said, John said, here come the one that takes away the sin. One sin. What sin was that? Now, you know you done more than one. So he couldn't be talking about your conduct. Come on, church. The sin he was referring to is the nature of sin. See, Jesus' death did not deal with me smoking. Come on, somebody. His death did not deal. See, I can deal with my own smoking. I just got to quit. But I can't stop the power of sin over my life. See, the death of Jesus Christ destroyed the power of sin. Now, I'm smoking because I want to smoke. You say, well, nah, that's not. I just got. Nah, let one of your lungs go out. You can't smoke no more. So you ain't got to smoke. It's just I want to smoke. I got two women I got to have. No, let them bust you. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to have them. That's just what you want to do because I'm still under the power of that influence. See, Jesus came and destroyed the power. So you don't have to be like that. You just want to be like that. And now, even when I do mess up and continue in some practices, the Bible says that grace covers. Grace covers the multitudes of my sins. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another. See, it's the difference between a fault and a sin. Some folk going around confessing your sins and you putting weight on people. And I got drunk the other night and I slept with a man. I don't want to hear that, doc. You need to tell the police that. Man, why are you coming? Now, a fault is, you know, I need to get up at 9. I get up at 10 every morning. That's a fault. That's a character flaw. A sin is something you go and do that's contrary to the rules and the regulations. So you don't walk around and confess that to folks. Man, I was doing good. Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Man, you got a minute? You got a minute? What's up, doc? I love you, love you, love you. Trying to look, see who looking. Man, you know the other night I stole all the money at the bank. Man, that ain't no fault. Jack, you done sinned. That's a crime. We need to call the police. Man, who followed you up in here? I messed with somebody's kid. I slept. Man, that's not no fault. That's a sin. And now it's a difference between a sin and a crime. I'm in the sin business. The police in the crime business. You know, you need to go tell that to the proper authority. Man, that's a crime. Can I teach you right? Can I teach you right? See, God said you got to learn how to rightly divide. We got folk around here, not just sinners, they lawbreakers. These folk done broke laws. That ain't no, oh, y'all messing with me. That ain't no sin. You a crime. That's a criminal, man. I need to call the police. Come on, you want me to pray for you? No. We need to call somebody. Stay with me. Y'all looking at me like that. So he said that Jesus came, that he was able to destroy or make compensation. See, this is so Bible, line upon line, because he said that Jesus, here come the Lamb of God who takes away the sin. How can he take away the sin? Because like he told you in Hebrews chapter 2, I got to go and secure the victory over sin. So I had to go and die, go in the grave, so that sin has no more power over you, so I can come back and give you, offer you the victory over. See, our salvation ain't nothing vain. It really happened, and it really works. How you think you sitting up here in your right mind now? How you know what you used to do. Come on now. Folks still out there doing it. Some folks can't make it home from doing it. And you somehow got the victory. It wasn't because of how you comb your hair. It wasn't because of the clothes you wear. It was because of the Jesus sacrifice that he gave you power over that. Oh, come on, somebody. You missed a good time to clap your hand and give me some praise. That's how we got victory. That's how you still sitting here celebrating, shouting hallelujah. You're looking good, smelling good, dressing good. Hell, yeah. 10 years ago, folk, they couldn't even tell who you was and whose you was. Come on, somebody. Because sin had us bound. Now watch this. Glory be to God. See, Christ was sent and he secured that, but he also was sent to teach us how to operate in the kingdom. He was sent to teach us how to speak the authority of God, but also to keep the victory that God wrought for us, that he won for us. So when he came back, he gave us this word profession, and which is a dualistic word, is also confession. So now he's teaching us how not just to be who he said we are, but even to talk like who you are. Because see, you got to talk like you got the victory too. Because some people can't tell you got it just by looking at you. Come on, somebody. Because I ain't secured it. He gave it to me, but I then gave it back for. Because I don't know how to keep. See, take, and keep. I got to learn how to keep the victory he gave me. You know, you're real good, not only if you get it. They say it's good to get a million, but can you keep a million? Some folks get money and they can't keep no money. That's why the scripture said, Jesus said, hold this. Can you hold something? Some folks better not give you their money. You spend yours and theirs because you don't know how to keep nothing. But watch this. See, we say the word and we also do the word. But see, our confession, and we already know this, our confession is that Greek word, homologeo. Homologeo is to speak the same thing. Homo, same, speak. So we got to speak what God says in order to keep what God gave us. Am I helping you any? See, God done promised some stuff. We done acted on his promise, but in order for me to keep what he said, I got to keep saying what he told me. Because long as I keep the word of God in my mouth, I keep the power of God up on my life. See, you just can't go to church. That's why we walking around so dude. I'm really not. Lord, let me say this right, and you know your pastor's heart. My job is like a good coach. I want to win. I ain't got these kids out here, my team out here, to be running around all the time. We losing record 0-9. But I'm happy. We do. No, you ain't happy. You ain't won. How you going to be happy? Them kids mad at you every week. We get suited up just to know we going out there to lose. They walk out there like this. You know, when you see winners, they come out. Them losers, they like, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have no expectation. Come on, church. See, don't come to church. I require you to have a Bible. Because you showing me you don't even have an expectation of me doing anything. You ain't going to remember everything I say. This is school. You coming to learn how to become who he said that I am. You got to take some notes. Because I'm taking this serious. Because I'm expecting, I ain't expecting him to do nothing. Ain't no sense me coming with nothing. Really, I ain't coming with nothing. I ain't expecting him to do nothing. Count me off, I was here. But if I'm looking for something to happen, how many of y'all ever went to school to get a degree? Raise your hand, don't be scared. You know them folk wasn't playing with you. If you didn't pass them tests, you wasn't. And because you knew that, you got serious. You made sure you had your pencil. You had pimples, they went with you. But you had your pencils. You had your paper, your marker. Some of us even had recorders. Because I couldn't keep up. I didn't understand what they, you know, man, I don't understand what that doctor talking about. Let me record it so I can slow it down. Listen to it 20 times, because his dialogue is a little messed up. You know, I'm still Ebony. What up? I can work with that. That doctor talking. I'm like, man, look, I ain't understand nothing that mess. I'm going to mess up. I'm going to miss my degree. Let me get me a recorder so I can go back home and slow it down so I can hear what he's talking about. But whatever you had to do, you showed that I had an expectation that I was supposed to draw something out of here so I can accomplish something so y'all can give me something. How many of y'all expecting something from God? Come on, church. You got to act like that. You got to come. I don't want nobody around me talking and fumbling. Man, be quiet with that. No, you know I'm already dyslexic. You know I still got ADD, adult ADD. Man, I'm distracted with paper moving and all that. Be still. I'm trying to watch him and you over there doing. You know I see you. I can't pay no attention. Because you know I got a little issues. Yeah. Oh, there's a couple of us in here. Now, I said us now. I know my issue. I ain't ashamed. That's why I don't like to be around folk be fumbling, because I'm a fumbler. I don't need to be around you fumbling, too. Be still, man. My wife be telling me, baby, hold the wheel. Why you? I'm looking for stuff. I done forgot I'm driving. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Stay focused. That's all I'm trying to tell you. But now watch this. So we need to make sure. Look at John chapter 12, verse 49. See, we got to speak the same thing. Am I helping you? See, if you're going to ever be anything in the kingdom, you got to learn how to operate by kingdom rules. Some folks, oh, the church willy-nilly, what's up? We do it like we want to up in here. It go like it go because it do what it do, baby. Now, that ain't how it work. We got a king, and he got kingdom rules. And the reason why some stuff ain't working because you're not applying and living by the rules. You can't go nowhere else talking about what up. You walk in the bank. What up? Everybody got a gun. That's what's up. Because you ain't applying the rules. You must be here for another reason. But go in there with your little slip and your paper and your card in your hand and your ID. Man, it's just service. They love it on you. And even give you some money. Bam. You go in there, you ain't got no ID. No deposit slip. You talking about it's mine. But they be down on you like this. Back up. See, because we violate the system because we don't want to operate by the rules. And therefore, we can never get anything accomplished. And we can never make nothing come to pass because we don't know how to obey the king because we don't follow the kingdom. I'm a king's kid. Let me in. No, that's not how it go. It called John chapter 12, verse 29. Is this helping you? I like to keep it because I want it to be so simple, but I'm saying so much truth. Yeah, I don't want to make it so complicated. You got to go home and get another person to study to get it. You came to the study to get it. Why I got to go home and get somebody else to study to get it? I need an interpreter to interpret what he was talking about. Then I ain't done my job. You should be able to walk out of here with something. Well, I done wasted your time. Man, I'm confused. What? Are you in John chapter 12? Glory be to God. Look at verse 49. It says, for I have not spoken of what? Myself, but the Father which sent me. See, boy, this is so, see, the word is so powerful. When you stay in it, because it gives you your position, but it gives you your disposition. But some people are in position and they become a imposition because of the position that they hold. See, an imposition is that one that become a hindrance to what is being established or developed because you in position. But you are an imposition. You a hindrance. Because you are, I'm the boss, right? I'm in charge. I'm anointed. But I can't get nobody to do nothing. Ain't nobody going to respect me. I don't know nothing. Now you have become an imposition to the position that you got. You a hindrance because you've not helped anybody accomplish what the job was entailed. Right. So now look, stay with me. Verse 49, for I have not spoken of myself. So long as I stay in this book, I'm releasing what he said. And long as I know what he said, I got the warranty and the authority and even the assurance that he already went before me and secured what he's promising me. I'm just a representative, meaning I just represent to you what he already told you. Don't get up here and come up with your own words. Because now you done null and void what you was there for. He said, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which what? God. I'm only here because the Father sent me. Nah, I ain't waiting on him. Say, man, I'm gone. Because I'm anointed. I'm called. I'm gone. I'm here. But the question is, who sent you? In what authority? The Bible says they came in the name of the Lord. What name you in? The scripture says, Paul, I know. Come on, talk to me. I know. But who in the hell are you? Meaning, who in hell know you? What have you defeated in hell? What have you went down in hell and secured and took back to the people as victory? I just wanted to be there. I just wanted them to say, that's me. But you have no authority, neither do you have any power. So therefore you have no right. Can I preach this right? See, God said it's time to quit playing church. He's raising up men and women that got bona fide anointings on them. But we got to be taught right. We got to live right so we can carry the right authority. We got too many folks just want to be. I can show you in the scripture, the Bible says, and they were half-baked. They didn't stay in the class, the program, under the anointing long enough for me to transfer it. They got in and the aroma and it smelled good. I'm ready. And they ran out. But they didn't have nothing on them. They didn't have the seal. That's why the father told the prodigal son, put the ring back on him. That's the signature. That's the seal of the kingdom. They ain't selling these rings. Only the king could give you that ring. Are y'all hearing me? I can't even get through a text. He says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father have sent me. Watch. And he gave me commandment. What? What commandment? What I should and what I should. So I'm already under authority what I should say. I don't have no business saying anything. It's just what I believe. Man, I don't care what you believe. What you believe ain't saved, healed, or went down to hell and delivered nobody. Say what the king said. It's, if you want to walk in the king's power, speak what the king said. If you're in the military, you pull up in a place, you better be saying what them folk told you to say to get that authority and to get that type of response. Nah, it's me. Me who? You got to say that rank and whatever you need to say. Sergeant said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because see, if I tell you no, I just told the military no. That's why he says, say you came in the name of the Lord. Because if you tell me no, then you told the Lord no. I ain't doing what pastors say. No, you ain't doing what the Lord said. Because I came in the name of the can I help you? Look at, go. No, let's stay right here. Stay right here. Look at verse 50. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. So whatsoever I speak, therefore, based on what I just told you, even as the Father said unto me, so I. I'm telling you what the Lord said. When you say no, you telling the Lord no. You ain't telling me no. You said no, Lord. You said Lord. He said, how can you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't want to do what I say? Can I help you? Let me give you, look at Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to get you out of here. You say, Pastor, you're too rough on me. Because I'm going to deal with this for the next couple Tuesdays. I'm going to deal with this confession. Because you got to learn how to say it right. I don't care what come to your door, what problem you in. You got to speak what saith the Lord if you want the victory that the Lord promised you. Don't you answer that door. How I feel, what you mean. I'm going to give you a piece of my, you ain't got but three pieces left. You bought your mind by gone already. You better hold one of them. You better start saying what the Lord say before you lose your mind. The next one knock at that door, you done went off. Because I ain't got no more mind left. Now I'm mad as. Now when you come to the door, it's me straight up raw. All y'all. All who? Ain't but two of us out here. You done lost your mind. Yeah, wait till I get to the E. I got to wait till I get to this message. The marriage most. Because I want to break down your mind. I want to crack your skull. And I want to show you your mind. See, because some of us done lost our mind. You see stuff going on today. Them folk done lost their mind. I was just watching the news, and Lord know I don't bring none of this foolishness in the church. I really don't. But it was so, this beat folk done lost they, with the little seven-year-old girl, they done lost they mind. You talking about how you going to help? You're going to have to get folks back into Jesus. Because folk done lost, and see, we done settled, and we done served, and we done forfeited our integrity and our values because of a dollar. Now we want to get back to some morality, but you already gave that up. You know why your pocket full? Because you gave that up. You sold that so you can get paid. You can get more money. So you got all these swindling games going. Ain't no more integrity. That's why the church got to become the church and the preachers got to preach. I ain't talking about, I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care if I don't say the popular stuff. I got to give an account to God. I got babies and children, marriages and homes that got to be restored. And if I don't preach this gospel, I'm talking about straight up gospel, not no fluff. I'm going to say some stuff to make you get $20 more. Oh, and then once I see y'all giving, stay with it. Boom, 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 the drums get to rolling. I'm not into all that. Preach the gospel. If folk believe God, they'll do what God said. Yeah. Preach the gospel so we can walk back in the power of God. It ain't by how you comb your hair. It ain't by what clothes you put on. You got to get right with God. Folk ain't right with God. They ain't right with God and trying to walk around in the power of God. You don't have to get no power. You already got the power. All you got to do is say what he said. You trying to come up with your own power. The Bible says that they didn't receive the righteousness of Christ, and they went about to establish their own righteousness. I want to be known as the most powerful. I want to be the most. You ain't nothing without God. Because when you get finished doing whatever you're doing, you still got to do it in his name. So how are you going to get that power without him? Your righteousness is in him. Are you there? Matthew 16. Come on, somebody. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't got but a couple more minutes. I know y'all ain't got but a couple more minutes. I know it. You got to come back next Tuesday. Make sure you come back. Amen. Because I'm telling you. It's time for us to just, and it ain't complicated. You just got to make up your mind you want to do it. Some people so fickle in their minds. That's why I got to preach that marriage most. To get your mind right. Some folks, we done lost our mind. We just not locked up. You know, you got some folks locked up for losing their mind. But you got some folks walk around and lost their mind and should be locked up. They just sociably functionable. But they done lost their mind. Some folk doing so stuff so wicked, you must have lost your mind. Are you with me? Are you with me? Matthew chapter 16. We won't touch it. Look at verse 13. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Now, it's so powerful because watch this. He came into Philippi, and he's talking to these spiritual folks, and he's asking them, who do the men say that the Son of? He didn't say the Son of God, because if I really want to get a spiritual answer, let me ask you, who do you think the pastor is? You should give me something pertaining to church. I said pastor. He didn't ask them that. He said, who do you say the Son of Man? Because if you don't see me as the Son of God, you'll never respect me as one. So let me locate you. Oh, God, I can work real hard. He said, who do you men say the Son of Man am? Because watch this. Jesus had not went and been resurrected. He ain't died yet. So he's trying to figure out, do any of you doctors have any spiritual perceptivity? I know y'all got them big seven books. You got five markers. But are you here have any spiritual discernment? Because I have not died yet. I have not rose yet. But I am who I am. So I'm trying to see, can you see? You see me? Cut that out, man. I'm trying to see, can you see me in terms of who I am spiritually? Some folks, honey, what up, Pete? I ain't mad, I speak. Pastor, not pastor yet. Charles, I still speak. You know, back in the day, what's up, Block? No, call you. Yeah, don't worry about that. That's going way back. Y'all got some next name too. You know, Skeet and all them, but I don't know what they call y'all. But you know what I'm saying? Because they remember you from who you were in the natural. But I'm saying, can you see me now? Oh, I love this gospel. Can you see me? Do you have any spiritual discernment? Or you still calling me a little bit? You know, feel good, what up? Now, we know why they told you all that, but I'm just saying that's not who I am now. So he wanted to see, can these doctors discern anything? He said, who the Son of... Now, this was so puzzling to me because I like to investigate the text. These were all spiritual people. For God, Shabbosable. Got all the garb on. He said, well, man, who do you say that I am? Oh, my, I perceive. You look like the clinical... Man, cut that out. Now, you know you don't see nothing. But watch this. You say, pastor, you just be... No, I just like to stay with it, amen. Verse 14, and he says, and they said, some said, thou art John the Baptist. Now, you know I ain't John, but you're trying to sound spiritual. Some said Elijah, and others said Jeremiah's, or one of the prophets. Okay, I'm going to go get in the game. You is a prophet. Why? Because, you know, you do carry that Bible. You know, if you ever went into a church or something, you had a Bible. You a preacher? Man, doc, I just left the crack house. I found this, and I was looking to see if anybody, did this belong to one of y'all? Yeah, I'm looking for a reward. I walk up here, and you tell me, am I the preacher? Why? Because you saw me with a Bible? Can't you see me? Look at my eyes. I don't know why I'm feeling good tonight, y'all. But look at me. You come here like this. Y'all a mess. But then stay with the text. Y'all quit clowning so we can get out of here. It says in verse, it said in Jeremiah or one of the prophets, verse 15, and he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Okay, we're going to cut out all this foolishness. We recognize, I see y'all just, either y'all don't know or we playing games. Let's cut it out. I'm not going to be here all alone. Who am I? Yeah. He cut him off. He broke him off. All right, all that foolishness. Cut that out. A prophet. He said, cut it out, man. We ain't going to be here all night with that foolishness. Let me see who up here can really see. Who am I? He didn't say Son of Man, Son of God. Who am I? Oh, yeah. You got to love your Bible. Because I love when Jesus was talking to folks. When you sit down and look at this Bible in context of who it is and believe that Jesus was who he was, you can see him talking to folks. And then you can get his mind. Verse 15, but he said unto them, okay, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the... He went up on him. He went up on him. He said, Simon Peter said, thou art the... Now, out of all that stuff, he said, Mike, what'd you say, Doc? Thou art the Christ. Now, watch this. Because remember, Jesus had not died yet. He has not been rose yet. He didn't even say you was Jesus. Now, I understand that I'm Jesus because that is who I am. You just don't know what it means, but that really is who I am. But Peter didn't say he was Jesus. Peter said, thou art the Christ. Now, that's another word. Because, see, Christ didn't come in until after. Can I preach this? Christ didn't come in until after he died. He was walking around as Jesus, but nobody knew him as. A lot of them wrestled with him that he said he was Jesus. Surely they ain't calling you the Christ. Can you hear this text? Can you hear it? I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. I'm out of here. Verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. See, when you start receiving and perceiving the things of God, God even changed your name. Because he said, I'm going to take you to another dimension. You better go to another level because you're seeing now from the Father's perspective. Because watch what the text says. Verse 16, and he answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, happy, fortunate, and to be envied, art thou Simon Barjona. For flesh and blood have not what? Revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. See, he knew that boy had heard from God because only God knew he was Christ. It's getting a little heavy in here. God say, I'm gonna start allowing you to see from my point of view. I know you got scriptures. I know you got knowledge. I know you got Bible, but I have not revealed none of that Bible, scripture, knowledge to you. You're just reading about me. But you got to wait till I reveal myself to you through what you're reading. That's why the scripture says you must learn how to rightly divide. Because you're just reading what it said, but I have not spoke to you yet. Revelation is another level. The Bible is information. You got information about God, but you don't have a revelation about God. Forget this. Just forget it. Forget it. Let it go. Lift your hands. Say thank you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Repeat after me. Father God, I receive the word of God. And I ask that you open up the eyes of my understanding, that you would reveal the revelation about the word that I know, that as a result, I can say what the Father said with power, with authority, and with dimension. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise.